The FM new news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Good morning, Northern Nevada.
The Weekend is the name of the show, and yes, it is live and local, and it's a beautiful day for a radio show. On this, gotta say this first off before anything else, because I know call will come in and remind us that this is Pearl Harbor Day, 83 years ago today. I'm John Potter, and I'm glad you're here. Hi, Craig. How's it going?
It is a beautiful day. It was when I left Reno, it was 34 degrees.
That really? I don't know what the temperature is now, but it's sunny, gorgeous. Do everything you want today. We have a lot going on. UNR's winter commencement is going on today. Ah, to be young again. I got a note here that McQueen varsity basketball team is playing today in Rockland, California. Good luck to that. I was kind of throws me back to when I was in high school. I was not on the high school football team. I was a runner. I was the entire cross country team on, you know, during phys ed. I would just run around golf courses by the school because I wanted to run, and the school let me be the entire cross country team. And I would ride along in the bus with the high school football team going from this town to that town. And when our high school football team lost the ride back to my hometown, everybody was down and depressed. And I remember the hefty quarterback turning to me with a sad face and saying, "How did you do?" Because I would, the school's honor was on my shoulders. Anyway, I'm glad I'm here, even though I've been here every day except Sundays for several weeks now. I'm working here a lot. I'm saving money for Christmas. You know, Jerry said to me, "You should sign up for our 401k. I said, "I can't run that far." Craig.
Gross.
Anyway, he does that on purpose. Listen, I'm shocked. I listened to the Fox newscast, and they haven't found that guy yet in New York City. I mean, that's surprising. And you know what? That thing is the biggest thing going on right now. I mean, everybody is theorizing who it is or what the motive is. The motive is a big thing. And everybody has a theory as to why this guy shot and killed the health care company CEO. Craig, I know you got a theory as to who it is. Usually the theory is, you know, somebody in his family needed medical care and the company refused to pay for it, and the family member died and he's getting revenge and retribution. Do you go along with that theory?
I wouldn't say that would be like an older family member. I'm thinking it would be more like a spouse or a child.
Yeah, he looked like a kind of young guy. Yeah, that's probably the number one theory I'm hearing. We were out Tuesday night with another couple out for dinner. And like I said, this is the biggest thing going. And so we were talking about it. And the couple we were with, the wife thinks that this guy, the CEO's wife, hired this guy as a hitman. And the reasons she thinks that is because when this first happened, the wife just came out with this perfunctory statement that, "Oh, we've been getting threats at home, and I saw this coming," or some sort of thing like that. Yet the police say that they don't have any record of this couple getting threats, or this guy getting threats at home.
Well,
no record of.
And the strange thing there, excuse me, was that, or is, that they were living separately in two separate houses.
That's
about
right.
A mile apart, if I'm not mistaken. So, How would she know what he was getting at home and at his home?
Maybe. Well, if she hired a hitman, that's is one true. Lousy hitman. he drops his, leaves his phone there. He goes to Starbucks. You know, cameras everywhere, not just Starbucks, but this is like the busiest block in the country. Manhattan there with Rockefeller Center has probably 100 cameras.
And at the largest hotel in Manhattan.
And he drops his mask at one point.
Well, that was the flirting. That was the flirting with the Starbucks barista.
Well, a lot of people say it's Timothy Chalamet. The actor looks just like him. No, it's not him. I think now here's the husband of this couple we were out with. Now, his theory makes sense. His theory is that the guy who did this has a terminal disease and the insurance company is not paying the bills. And he is so bitter and he's got nothing to lose because he has this terminal disease. So he's going to go all for it and kill the CEO of this insurance company. What do you think of that?
Yeah, it's plausible.
Yeah. So, anyway, the latest is they have not caught this guy. In the same time this came out, Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield said they. I'm going to get into this later. They're not going to reimburse the anesthesia if the operation goes on too long. They were going to do this in 3 states, not Nevada, and they got so much flack for it that now just one state is going to be saddled with this idea. So go back to the biting the rag and taking a shot of whiskey, I guess. I don't know. What's really shocking, well, maybe not shocking, because so many people are bitter and angry at insurance companies. They have, you know, they have massive amounts of money, and the insurance companies have their complex mathematical formula. We have to take in this much in premiums to cover this much in benefits. And all of a sudden, the insurance company says, man, we can't afford to, you know, pay this or that. You know, it was a targeted killing. And let's be honest, there are certain people who would hate that guy. And maybe his assassination was this personal vendetta because somebody wasn't covered. But it may also have been domestic political violence or terrorism by maybe an international rival. But my money is on a loved one who was denied coverage.
I'm thinking this popped into my head a little while ago while I was listening to Armstrong and Getty this morning. I wonder, could it be you kill my husband and I'll kill your wife type of thing?
You've been like watching that. Yeah.
Too many episodes of CSI.
ID
or
Channel.
NCIS, yeah.
But never underestimate the resolve of an American who has lost a family member due to a preventable situation. And there are other examples of parents, you know, they're taking out perps who hurt their kids. The CEO who was killed was worth $40 million. He made it from in-profit insurance. He made $10 million a year. $10 million a year. And with what you and I pay for health insurance, we feel like we're getting fuzzucked. At my house, my wife and I, we pay almost $1,000 a month to be covered. Money, cash. And it's never been higher than what we're paying now, which is bad enough. And this guy with United Healthcare leads the league in denying claims. A third of all claims are denied with this company, which is a joke. And, you know, many people defending the healthcare situation, they will say things like, well, you know, anybody can get healthcare. You just go to the emergency room. That does not give you treatment. If you need emergency care, you can get it, but you're not going to get chemo or all your stuff without healthcare. And somebody, you know, maybe their wife died or their mom died. If you lose your child because they were denied care from the insurance company that you paid this insurance, those people out there could be inspired to do something like this. And I'm not saying it's right, but there it is. Making $40 million by denying claims is stealing from us. Taking home $10 million a year. Corporate greed. people are dying.
Oh, John, he's not stealing anything. He's just getting paid to do a job for a corporation. You know, people
are paid in these insurance companies to turn down insurance claims. Maybe they get bonuses for that. Their only job in these companies, some of these people, is to find ways to deny claims. And I'm not saying killing this guy was right, but it's a pretty hateful way to make a dollar. So, it's live and local. I forgot. Well, it's kind of local. You know, everybody deals with insurance bills, and I'm getting fuzzucked. That's a new word. Okay. I'm John Potter. This is Live and Local. Open topic right now till our first guest comes in, Derek Lee. We're going to be talking health again. It's 9:17. As I said, good luck, McQueen varsity basketball team today. And congratulations, UNR winter commencement graduates ceremony today. We're going to be back in a couple of minutes. Our phone number is 775-884-9910. You're next on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:17.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 99.1fmtalk.com.
So the McRib is back. Does anybody really know what it's made of? John Potter, it's a question I ask every year. Live and local, 884-9910, number to call. Hope you had a great week. I was invited to a friend's house for a little boy's birthday party this week, and I wrapped up what I used to enjoy the most as a kid, toy cars. So I was a toy car kid, and specifically what I got was a bunch of Hot Wheels, but I was shocked to see. Now, listen, I haven't seen a Hot Wheel for like 40 years, but I was shocked to see how they make Hot Wheels these days. You know, first they used to be primarily metal, and they're not anymore. There's a metal-like exterior to them, but they're very light. They're like feather light. There's no weight to them. And on the bottom, yes, I opened one of them for myself. On the bottom of the Hot Wheels, it says made in Malaysia. And there's no, remember the Hot Wheels, they had a little spring to the wheels? Not, you know, it's not bouncy or anything, but it felt a little, like, little tiny spring or something. And not anymore. Hot Wheels have basically turned into matchbox cars. And as kids, we wouldn't be caught with those, dead with those. Even worse. Poor kids now. So anyway, we have 18 more shopping days till Christmas. 18? What? We put up the outside lights this week, at least some of them. The other decorations I do myself this next week. That is the week my wife calls me Clark, after Clark Griswold. And I live up to that name, and I do it every year. But seriously, is it just me I'm beginning to notice here? I think we have a Christmas tree shortage in northern Nevada. I haven't looked into this, but the signs are all around. Definitely fewer Christmas trees. You know, Reno's biggest Christmas tree lot was always the corner of South Virginia and Kitski. Folks, I drove by there a couple of days ago, bare. I haven't been there for a couple of days. Have they finally put the trees there? I mean, that's the first year that's been empty, if they haven't put the trees there yet, at the corner of South Virginia and Kitski. The old Park Lane has a Christmas tree area set aside of the mall's parking lot for trees, but it's empty. Save Mart used to devote the middle of their parking lot to Christmas trees. And now they're in a little cage by the door. Cage. That's another thing. The places that do have trees have them enclosed in all sides with chain link fences. I didn't notice if there was a lock or anything, but you can't get in them. the trees are contained in a chain link fence. Have crooks been shoplifting trees now? People now stealing the Boy Scouts Christmas trees? You know, their lot at Plummet, Virginia? The prices, they're much higher. Save Mart, I wrote this down, $80 for a 6 to 7 foot Christmas tree, $36 for the tabletop tree, 3 to 4 feet tall. Tabletop, $36. Let's see here. Checking my notes. Boy Scouts lot, Plum, Virginia, $45 for the tabletop. Oh my gosh. Let me see. That's like $20 a foot or something. 6 to 7 foot tall, $85, $110 for the 8 to 9 foot Christmas tree. There you go. The White House has not yet blamed the Christmas tree prices on the bird flu or climate change. You know what? I bet if they're asked, they really will blame this on climate change. If they haven't already. Let's go to the phones, 884-9910. Charles at Spanish Springs. I'm glad you called. Good morning, Charles.
Hello. I like your show.
Yes, sir. Thank you, buddy.
Although I haven't suffered under United Healthcare per se, every year my pension plan lets me pick various plans, and I explored United Healthcare 1 year, and they're linked in with AARP, and it's basically all a bait and switch because I found that they promise one thing, and then their premiums went up and the coverage went down compared to the plan I already had. So I stuck with my plan. But basically, they are a criminal organization with bait and switch tactics.
Well, they apparently, from what I'm sensing, they have the highest ratio of denied claims. And here's another tip off that told me that this place is a corporate greed. Because somebody, I look for stock tips, and I've heard, oh, you should buy stock in United Healthcare. Look at big profits, big dividends or something. They make so much money that if you're a stock picker, they're the healthcare company to buy. And pretty disappointing for us because we're fuzzucked. Charles, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. You know, knowing how much profit there is in health insurance, we have the most expensive and in many ways the least satisfactory healthcare system in the developed world. And you hope that somewhere, somehow, there would be somebody, maybe in this new Trump administration, who would take a look at that and say, we got to fix this. We got to fix it now. All right. Anyway, Christmas trees, we're looking for them in the area. If you know where they are at an affordable price, talk about high prices. Actually, I remember when they went up in the years following the Great Recession, the prices of the Christmas trees, because the farmers, they planted fewer trees during the Great Recession because the economy slowed down so much. Then when it came back, we have had to wait several years before they could harvest what they planted. It takes, 7 to 8 years to grow a Christmas tree, I think. The real ones are a better choice than the ones on Temu. But was it really that long ago that we had $20 Christmas trees? I always did the $25 for a tree, $5 for the tip. And just for the single men out there, I wonder where the best last-minute Christmas shopping is these days, aside from the truck stop. I don't know. This year and last year, the Walmart on Kitsky has not been 24 hours for a while. The Starbucks there isn't 24 hours anymore either. I know back in the day in Old Town Reno, back in the 70s, 80s, the last-minute Christmas shopping place was Thrifty Drugstore. You know, in the 70s and early 80s, it was also the 24-hour pawn shops. No, I miss that. back in the city where I grew up, out east, the only 24-hour store was this big place called Tent City. Mom, dad, brothers, and sis always got camping stuff. Okay. All right. Already time for Fox News. I'm John Potter, live and local, back with Derek Lee, too, talking health. Always welcoming your calls, 884-9910. Good to talk to you. Hope you had a great week. Beautiful day for a radio show. We're going to have fun. Live and local, John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 929.
The time to talk is now, live and local.
Yeah, this is Chad. Thank you, Brad. I listen to you sometimes periodically when you're on the radio. And I really like what you have to say. I mean, the way you formulate a thought in a sentence that goes with that thought, it correlates with reality.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
33 degrees in Reno. What was the temperature at your house?
It was 30 in South Lake and yeah. At my house off Kingsbury Grade. And then when I got to my office in Minden, it was 18 degrees this morning.
Derek Lee from Brain Health Formulas. Yeah, that's right. You live around Kingsbury. Many Christmas decorations.
Lots.
Is there really?
Yeah, there's a lot of lights going up. Yeah.
Is it one of those like beautiful drives you take just to take the kids and show them, you know?
Sure. It's just the scenic route going home.
Well, don't be the dark spot on the street where everybody is putting up their decorations. You don't want to be one of them.
Right.
Anyway, I'm John Potter, live and local. Derek Lee runs BrainHealthFormulas.com. We talk about being healthy. We have health tips. We share the latest health news. We want to be healthy, right? And we're trying. Every time I try to eat healthy, along comes Thanksgiving and Christmas, and along comes summer and Friday and then Wednesday, and they ruin it for me. I just, you know, oh yeah, Taco Tuesday too. But anyway, you have a new product to share, and I'm sure this is going to be helpful for health for a lot of people. What is it? Is this in the bag?
It is. It's
in the
bag.
Oh, you brought it to me.
It's
oh,
a gift.
That's very nice. Thank you.
So what it is it's a product we're going to just call Fat Burner. I know you love the names, John. So I did.
Well, you already have a Fat Burner.
No, we have a Fat Buster. This
oh
is a
my
Fat
gosh.
Burner.
Well, what's the difference?
There's a big difference. So a Fat Buster actually converts a non-usable cell into a usable cell. So a white fat cell is very challenging for us to convert into a usable energy source. So that's what Fat Buster does, is it converts from a white fat cell to a brown fat cell, and then it can be utilized as an energy source. What Fat Buster does, or excuse me, what Fat Burner does, is it then attaches to that brown fat cell and uses it as an energy source. So it's a complete package. So how I know this is working is this is the only thing I did different this week. And I dropped 3 pounds this week alone, and this is the only difference I did. I started taking 2 Fat Busters right after breakfast, first thing in the morning.
Let me write this down, okay? 2 Fat Busters after breakfast.
2 Fat Burners maybe mid-afternoon.
2 Fat Burners mid-afternoon.
So that gives time for the Fat Buster to start doing the conversion factor. And then once it converts all those fat cells into a brown fat cell to be used as an energy source, then when you take the Fat Burner, it can access all the available energy sources.
Okay, so 2 Fat Busters after breakfast. What's your breakfast?
It's usually pretty light. So I might have 2 eggs, maybe some cheese, and that's usually my breakfast.
Eat the egg, yolk? And all?
I eat the whole egg, yeah. The whole egg, if you eat the whole egg, the fat and the white, the egg yolk and the egg whites, mm-hmm. it kind of completes almost a perfect protein, so it's very easy to digest.
But you don't have the carb, the bread.
Right. I don't typically eat carbohydrates for breakfast. If I'm going to eat carbohydrates, I'll do that midday.
Sure.
Because that, and so at night, I'll eat just protein and fats.
But, you know, 2 eggs and like a strip of bacon, they don't fill me up.
It's not about being full.
You need something more. I don't know.
It's not about being full. It's just because we eat, the true essence of eating is to provide energy. It's not about eating to fulfill an emotional state. It's about providing energy to get us to the next meal.
Well, that's a downer.
Well, it's,
I mean,
it's,
I like to eat.
Love to eat. Everyone loves to eat, but nobody likes to deal with the consequences of continually eating.
Right.
So you have to make a choice.
Yeah. I don't know if you ever watched the TLC show, the 600 Pound Life, but when people lose like hundreds of pounds after the operation, the sieve thing they put in you or something like that, so they lose their appetite because they feel full after they take a couple of bites. And they lose hundreds of pounds, and you would think they'd be ecstatic and happy about that. But watching this show, I noticed that they're terribly depressed, and the reason is they lost one of their loves. One of their loves was eating a lot of food.
That's it, yeah.
And this whole thing takes it away. No, they're not going to eat more after four bites, and they're depressed about it because they just liked it.
They enjoyed it, and see the it's not a problem. People like to enjoy food, right? And it's become a social, it's almost cultural in America anyways, is due to the enjoyment of food. If we don't like the way a food tastes, we add spices until we make the food taste a certain way. It has become a cultural and a critical component for our health because we enjoy food so much. We do family gatherings around food. We do everything's around food. In the United States, in particular, and the United States is one of the heaviest overweight countries on the planet. Also, so if we stay caught up in the emotion of eating, versus eating to provide energy, because that's the whole intent of eating, is to provide energy for us to continue to thrive and to survive. That's what eating's for: is to provide nutrients. That's it. That's all eating's supposed to be based on, is providing nutrients. But when we add emotion to it, that engages appetite. That engages all the things that we as Americans get caught up into. And when we eat for satisfaction versus just to provide fuel until the next possible meal, you know, that it changes the entire variables. And it also explains why we as Americans get into overweight.
Right. So find something else you love doing. The way we depict food in this culture, with the nighttime pizza commercials where the whole family is laughing and having fun and all smiles and at night, people, anyway, it's so okay. Fat buster after breakfast, fat burner mid afternoon.
Yeah, it works very, I mean, I didn't, that is the only thing I did different this week.
What are the difference in ingredients between those two?
Everything's different. So the Fat Buster is based on fucoxanthin, astaxanthin. One breaks up the fat, or one transforms the fat cell into usable source, or might even destroy it or utilize the energy of the white fat cell and break it up into smaller pieces. Mm-hmm. And the astaxanthin transports it. It's the disposal. It takes all of that stuff away. The fat burner actually burns the energy up. It utilizes the fat as an energy source. So that's based on acetyl-carnitine and biotin. And biotin can be used to utilize the acetyl-carnitine to bond with the fat cell. So I think that's a missing component with a lot of these things, is they don't have any way to bond and to access the energy available in specific cells. And when I add a biotin to the acetyl-carnitine, then they actually worked at a very succinct unit.
There you go, breaking the code here. Okay, so have you thought about on your website pairing these two products together into?
Yes.
Oh, you already did.
I have not done that yet, but that's what I've been working on in my.
So up to now, though, people just have to buy them separately.
That's correct.
On your website, which is brainhealthformulas.com.
Right.
Wow. Okay. Derek Lee is here, folks. You have a question for him, anything to do with diets, health, brain health. We're going to talk about the brain health bundle. This is new also. Up next, one more segment with Derek Lee. I'm John Potter. This is Live and Local on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 9:44.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Yes! Yes! 9:47, John Potter, live and local. I feel great, energetic. Derek, we were just talking about how we don't really know how we really are, how we project ourselves until somebody tells us, because we don't know ourselves. And it's strange that you say that I'm just full of energy and brainiac today, because I have not been getting very good sleep. You haven't either, because your boiler has been making noise at home.
Yep.
Clanking and
lots of noises, lots of pipes banging on the walls because there's an air pocket in the boiler system. Yeah.
See, a lot of homes in Tahoe apparently have this boiler.
Radiant heating.
My thing is the CPAP, the darn CPAP thing. I don't know where, if it's a pinhole leak or something, but it makes this wheezing like that all night long that I really hear because it's right up against my ear.
Right.
But my wife is now hearing it too. And I don't know where it comes from.
No? It's amazing.
But I took your pills and all is well. Okay. New bundle, the Brain Health Bundle at brainhealthformulas.com. What is it?
We bundled Restore, Master Blaster, Gland Ho, and the Fat Burner, because acetyl-carnitine and biotin actually work on the brain. It works on the nervous system. It works to improve memory recall, and also works so the brain has enzymes in the brain specifically that can break down acetyl-carnitine back into base components, base amino
All
acids.
All right, now you're going.
Wait, hold on. This is really quick.
Okay.
So there's two amino acids that are based that combine to make carnitine. It's methionine and lysine. Methionine is sulfur-based, and sulfur is the prime ingredient for the nervous system.
Good Lord.
And so once that gets to the brain can utilize the sulfur to benefit the nervous system within the brain itself. And so what we've actually seen in a lot of people who have multiple sclerosis and for people who have Parkinson's, they've actually noticed significant improvements in a very short amount of time. And so what this bundle is doing is it's accessing and hydrating the glands in the brain, like the hypothalamus and the pituitary and the pineal gland. And so this has kind of confirmed my original theories that as we age, we lose moisture in the brain. And it's not necessarily from drinking.
And the brain gets smaller too, doesn't it?
It dehydrates, which would actually explain brain getting smaller. So if we look at the fluid balance in the brain itself might actually be the cause for all brain disorders or diseases. I mean, all of them. So people who have Alzheimer's have balance issues. They have memory recall issues. People who have multiple sclerosis end up with brain lesions. And what if those brain lesions are more, it's more about dehydration, but science community only recognizes that as an autoimmune, the immune system attacking and developing the brain lesion. Mm-hmm. But I'm fairly certain it's not the immune system that's attacking it and creating the brain lesion. It's actually dehydration. And so what this formula is that we've actually seen improvements in multiple
sclerosis. Would drinking a lot of water help?
It might help, but I don't believe it's the right nutrition density of the fluid. So I believe the density of the fluid has to be specific. And so in the Master Blaster and Gland Ho, we put hyaluronic acid. So if we just put water in something like an atomic bomb, it would never work. It would never detonate because there's not enough energy with just water. So if heavy water, which is more or less seawater, has a tremendous amount of energy in it, and that's what they use for an atomic bomb. So hyaluronic acid can be viewed as something similar to heavy water because it's a salt-based, water-based fluid. And so that's why we use hyaluronic acid in the Gland Ho and Master Blaster, because it ends up being a transportation device and goes and starts nourishing the hypothalamus. And when we can start to nourish the hypothalamus regulates the production of dopamine. Dopamine is the key factor in Parkinson's disease. So all the people out there who have hand tremors and the doctor says they have early signs of Parkinson's, this is what it is. It's actually lack of moisture, and it's causing a disruption in how the nervous system is actually firing, because there's not enough moisture within the nervous system to transmit that electrical conductivity.
You're either a brilliant superhuman Einstein or a maniac.
We'll just go both directions at the same time and say where we end up.
I think you're smart enough to have this company and doing so well with it that you can purchase all this time here. brainhealthformulas.com. It could only be successful if it works on people and the word is getting around. Okay, latest health news headlines. Here's one from a TV station in Cincinnati. It says, headline, exercise boosts brain health, new study finds. We'll forget that one. here's a, now this is a term that I've never heard before. This is from Forbes, 10 Habits to Prevent Brain Rot. What does that mean? What is brain rot? Have you heard that?
Dehydration.
What you were just talking about.
Wow. That's what it all comes down to. Yeah.
I never heard that term before. Let's see what else we have. Okay, this is from another TV station. Scientists say an over-the-counter supplement can improve brain function in aging adults. This story is like a hidden commercial.
It's called, when you go into the link, it says Master Blaster and Glanto are the keys to aging.
Let's see here. Two plant-based over-the-counter supplements could improve brain function in, oh, yes, let's get to it. Oh, I got to scroll. I hate these things. I don't know. It's somewhere in those six paragraphs. I don't know. They make you. It's an AI article. Anyway, brainhealthformulas.com. Get the new product, Fat Buster or Fat Burner? Which is the new one?
Fat Burner's the new one.
Fat Burner's the new one. Okay. Get the Fat Buster first off. Take two Fat Busters after breakfast. Take two Fat Burners then in the mid-afternoon. That's how Derek Lee just lost 4 pounds this week. And the new bundle, the Brain Health Bundle, is three different products?
Four,
okay. That in combination have a phenomenal effect.
Yeah, we've started reversing people who have pretty advanced multiple sclerosis, and within 2 weeks, we've started seeing reversals of all their symptoms.
Now, that's a really super bold statement.
It is. That's 100% effect. I do not make things like this up.
You know personally?
Yeah. Customers specifically I've spoken to this week.
All right, folks. 884-9910, number to call. What do you do for fun?
I research on my downtime.
Well, God bless you. Work is fun. That's got to be the best thing for the brain, too.
I know majority of the science in regards to human health is significantly flawed. What I enjoy is when I put together information, recognize that this is a key component of where their science is off. And then I start reverse engineering. Where are they off? Why are they off? Mm-hmm. And I start formulating. And then if it's some way I can understand how that aspect is functioning within me, and I can experience that, then it's like, oh, that's the start of developing a new formula. Then I have to find people that have the issues to actually verify it. But that's what I do with all of it.
I've always said you can't take traditional science as gospel. And we heard so much of this during COVID. Oh, science says. No, science is so wrong so many times.
It is.
From past research. And you find out later. They say do this and don't do that. Then you find out later. That's the opposite, you know? Drink red wine. It's good for you. And then, oh, my gosh, the harmful effects of red wine. Then you hear about years after you do what they told you to do in the first place.
And there's no accountability for being absolutely wrong with things like that either.
No, I guess you're right. Any specials at brainhealthformulas.com? Come on, Derek.
All right. How about this? How about we do 2-for-1 on the fat burner?
Am I actually forcing you?
You are.
To put together.
I feel like my arm's being about to be broken here.
No, but I only ask because you had an incredible special a couple of weeks ago.
We'll do 2-for-1 on 2 new products. 2-for-1, buy 2 get 1 free on the Brain Health Bundle and the Fat Burner, and we'll do both 2-for-1. So just buy 2 of that, either one of those, and you'll get an additional set for the Brain Health Bundle. And you also buy 2-1 of the Fat Burner, and you will get an additional one for free. You don't need a discount code. We automatically add that in with the shipping.
How much money did I just cost you?
You didn't cost me a penny, John.
Well, and where do you get your raw materials from?
I source it from all over the planet. I've ordered products, raw materials from probably 50 different planets. Or 50 different countries.
He's way out there, folks.
Interstellar. So I, you know, I spent
none of these are traditional chemicals.
No, they're all natural ingredients. I can't use chemicals because chemicals, for one, do not pass through the blood-brain barrier, mm-hmm. and two, they're not absorbable. So they don't work. So once we ingest them, there'll be very little effect because they chemicals are synthetic components or like we'll say pharmaceuticals. They're designed to have a specific end result.
Okay.
They can do things that I can't. However, I can also do things that they can't.
Like, how are you going to tell your website to do this special?
That's why I phrase it the way I do. I don't need to adjust the website. So all someone has to do is buy product two of the Brain Health Bundle, mm-hmm. and I automatically just ship an additional set for free.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So this is one way I can get around my barely functional website. I don't have to go to the back end and try to figure out how to apply the discount code, make sure that it works, because inevitably it does not. So this is one way I get around those technical challenges.
BrainHealthFormulas.com. I am so sorry I put you on the spot.
No, it was great.
I thought you'd say something like next week.
Yeah. Yes. I just launched my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Health Prodigy 1.
Health Prodigy 1.
We just started on YouTube.
Gotcha. Derek Lee, BrainHealthFormulas.com. See ya. John Potter back after Fox News.